And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name is Elizabeth Lundbeck. I'm the author of The Americanization of Narcissism. And my dangerous idea is that narcissism can be healthy. This idea goes against much of the thrust of the argument about narcissism in our culture today. And it's an idea that, when I've promulgated it, has drawn a lot of angry criticism from people arguing there can be no such thing as healthy narcissism. It's a terrible, awful thing. I dated a narcissist. My ex was a narcissist, and so on. I would argue that coming to terms with the idea that narcissism can span the spectrum from healthy to pathological is really important to being able to understand the allure of pathological narcissism in the figure of narcissistic leaders. By that, I mean it's necessary, I would argue, for us to have a healthy sense of self, to feel that we have a right to exist in the world, that we're fully realized human beings, that we feel good about ourselves, that we're good at certain things, to be able to resist falling into the or under the sway of someone who is offering to fill needs that we cannot fill ourselves. I would also argue that healthy narcissism, which we might call high self-esteem or a solid sense of self-esteem, is necessary to accomplish anything in the world. If you're going to write a symphony, train for the Olympics, write a book, any of these aspirations, you must have some sense that, one, it's worth doing, and second, that you are the person who can do it. If you don't believe in yourself, as we say in the culture, you'll never be able to reach and achieve your goals. Aspiring to these goals is an expression of a kind of healthy sense of self, a healthy narcissism. It can even shade over into grandiosity. I am going to make the most important scientific discovery of the decade. If that belief fuels you to further your inquiry, to work hard, to work nights, weekends, and so on, I don't see a downside to that. The downside is if our sense of self is not matched by a healthy inner sense of self, if the claims to being special are not matched by the corresponding achievement. So healthy narcissism, which has been demonized in our culture at large, can actually be an asset in daily life. And I would argue that we ought to pay more attention to its upsides.
That's Elizabeth Lundbeck's dangerous idea. She's the author of The Americanization of Narcissism.